Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is brought to you by BSO and ABF Creative, and is scheduled for one fall. And on the mic, we have the one and only Robert Latow.
I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy. They trying to take the wave from your boy. Messing with your boy, better pray for your boy. Robert Latow, keep that same energy podcast. Let's get to the opening bell. You know, as a general rule, social media is a terrible place to get advice about life. It's really bad. It's really bad because the people that are giving the advice normally work at gas stations and Target. Now, I'm not saying that people that work at gas stations and Targets can't give good advice. I'm just saying, you know, you got to take these things with a grain of salt. So it's really a bad place to get advice about relationships and finances and stuff like that. You really shouldn't do it. And I bring that up because I saw this conversation on Twitter. And the conversation was about when is a ideal time to have a child. And, you know, the ones that had their kids, you know, when they were 17, 18, 19, 20, were kind of, shaming the people that had kids later in life, you know, 30s, 40s. And then those people were like, yeah, at least I didn't have, you know, a kid, you know, when I was still in high school, when I was a freshman in college. And then the younger people were like, yeah, well, at least I not, you know, a 40-year-old, you know, changing diapers or putting together a lunchbox for kindergarten. Now, like I said, it's a terrible place to get advice. And normally with situations like this, there's no right or wrong answer. But the reason that I bring this up is that, as hopefully you have seen, my beautiful little Harper Gray was born December 4th, 1240, 7 pounds, 5 ounces, head full of hair. Same birthday as Jay-Z, Hov. And of course, I couldn't be happier. Her mom, Alexis, or as you may know her on social media, Lex Bunny. did amazing. It's a very stressful thing to give birth on your body. Fellas, we don't know anything about that. Obviously, the ladies do. It's a very stressful thing to have on your body. But she, like everything else she does, she was amazing. Handled everything perfectly. It's being a perfect mom, as I expected. There's no surprises here. Which brings me to my little point, and then we'll talk about the other stuff that's going on. I know it's been a while, so a lot of stuff has happened since we last talked. But it does bring me to a point about that conversation I saw on social media or Twitter. It's not about your age when it comes to children. It's about how much love do you have to give? Are you having, you know, children with the right person? Are you in the right mind space to have a child? Or are you going to be there emotionally, physically, financially, everything that you need to be for your child? And that doesn't matter if you're 20, if you're 30, if you're 40, if you're 50, if you're 70. It's all about being 100% invested in your child. And that's all that matters. There's no difference changing diapers at 20 than there is changing diapers at 40. Still the same thing, same poop. It's all about where your mental space is. And, you know, now I will say that I think ideally most people wouldn't want to have a kid or plan to have a kid in their teens or their early 20s. I'm saying probably the majority of those pregnancies are unplanned. And just like anything else that is unplanned, you know, it's a lot of times it's a little more difficult when you don't have a plan. You know, the older you get and hopefully you meet the right person, which I cannot stress to you enough. And if you don't see what's going on with you know, just look at, you know, I normally don't like to point to celebrities as, you know, as your ideal things and what to look at in regards to certain things. But just think about it. You know, I know some of you, it's easier for you guys to understand what I'm saying when I use celebrities. Like, do you really want to be Future? You know what I'm saying? You know, having to send text messages, asking for, you know, trying to pay for abortions and dealing with child support, it's always in court. You know, do you want to be like, you know, Lil Baby? Do you want to be like NBA Youngboy? Like, ideally, that's not what you want. And I'm not saying every relationship has to be, you know, you and the mom or the dad 100% together, but you would like to be cordial. You would like to be on the same page, right? So it's very important, maybe the most important thing, and obviously you would like the person that you have the child with to be in the child's life. So maybe the most important decision has nothing to do with age. It has to do with deciding who are the type of people that you are laying down with. Men, this goes for men and women. And are they the type of people that you can see yourself with, you know, parenting over the duration of your life? Thank you for all the well wishes. A lot of people was checking in on us, seeing how we were doing. Obviously, we wanted to spend some time, you know, just me, her, the baby, and the dog. together, but everybody's checking in, how's the baby, pictures of the baby and everything. We put some up on social media. You can see it on either my Twitter page or her Twitter page or the Instagram pages, so you can see what she looks like. You know, I'm not biased at all, but she may be the most beautiful baby of all time. I say that with no bias in my heart. Possibly the cutest baby of all time in the history of babies. I'm just saying, I believe it to be true. And you know me, I'm not biased. If she looked like a little alien, I would tell you. Or you can see for yourself. But she's quite possibly the greatest baby of all time. She could be the GOAT baby. I'm just saying. I'm unbiased. I know you may think I'm unbiased. I know I'm a father. But I'm unbiased. She may be the GOAT baby. They were like, you know, show us, you know, in 100 years, they're like, show us the baby that's the GOAT baby. She may be it. I'm not saying, the nurses said it too. Said she may be the GOAT. That's just the way it is. But once again, thanks for all the well wishes. We're doing well. We're very excited. It's the holiday season. She has a lot of gifts under the tree. She's very funny. She's very interesting. She has her own personality and everything. And I'm sure there's going to be many, many, many stories that come across this podcast that have to do with me and Little Harper Gray that I'm going to talk about over the next however long I'm here. It'll be 50 years from now. I'll still be doing something. I'll be 90 years old. They have me on some show. And I'll be talking about my 50-year-old daughter, who's the GOAT. She's definitely the GOAT.
What in the blue hell?
So much stuff has been going on. You're probably like, Rob, what the hell, man? You broke some of these stories. Can you give us a little, you know, little update over what's going on? My bad. Just about having a baby. Well, not me. Not me. My wife. I just, you know, was eating the food. It's rough with the coronavirus. You can't move freely. Can't go in and out. Can't pick up anything. Just kind of stuck in the room. And they're very sensitive about you. You gotta wear your mask. Can't eat all of this stuff. So I'm sorry. I know I broke some of the stories. I know. And you want to know what's going on. I know what you really want to know about. You want to know about what happened with Larissa Pippen. I know it's not Larissa. I know it's Larsa, but I like calling her Larissa. Thotty Pippen, as someone once coined. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. Don't put that on me. I did not call that lady Thotty Pippen. I guess we should do, let's do the short version of the story. All right. Well, we got to go back a little bit. Then I explain to you why. People say, why is Larissa Pippen doing this? Why? I give you the answer. You're not going to like it, but I give you the answer. So it starts off with T-Wolves Malik Beasley. His baby mama is Montana Yo. I mean, so she's an IG model. Back in the day, he got beat up by ex-NFL player Sue Cravens because he thought Montana and Sue were having an affair, which Sue denies. He did get beat up, though. More recently, though, they got married, and he's in Minnesota. He used to play for the Nuggets. He's in Minnesota, and he gets arrested for pointing the shotgun at some people that were looking at houses in his neighborhood. When the cops came, they found some weed in the house close by his son. So he got child protective services and all of that stuff involved. He married Miss Yao back in March, and they were living together. And then come to find out that he told her he was just going to be stepping away for a little bit, you know, maybe out of town for some training, get ready for the season. And next thing you know, BSO exclusively published him out with Larsa or Larissa. I prefer Larissa. Pippen, holding hands, shopping. And this is after Larsa, had been on a couple of TV shows talking about cheating with Tristan Thompson in future. She likes talking about her cheating openly. Somebody said, why don't you guys leave Larsa alone? Why don't you leave her alone? I'm like, look, nobody told her to go on TV and talk about how she had an affair with Tristan Thompson before he got with Chloe. She volunteered that information. She's out in public with a married man who just had a kid. This is public information. You know, she publicly embarrasses Scotty all the time. And by proxy, her son, Scotty Jr., who's a player at Vanderbilt. So all of that comes out and everything. And that probably would have been the end of the story. But then a stripper came out and said Beasley was paying all of her bills, all of her mom's bills, offered her to, you know, said he wasn't going to leave Montana Yao, but if she wanted to be the side chick, that contract was available to her. That blew up and everything. And now we just did a story that says he kicked Montana Yao out of his house, and he hasn't apologized and all of that good stuff. So you know, your regular standard IG modeling type of stories. It appears the dog is going crazy. Please hold. I'm back. The dog forgot that my mother-in-law was here helping with the baby, and he heard her upstairs and decided to protect the house. He's only like 10 pounds, but he's fierce dog. So a lot of people ask me, why does Larissa, you know, embarrass Scotty and her family and everybody like this, and then double down on it? Well, I have the answer for you. You're not going to like it, but I have the answer for you, right? Here's the situation. And it's funny because we kind of go back to what we talked about at the beginning of the show. Larissa wanted to be like, you know, the Kardashians in her younger age. She wanted to be outside and doing all that stuff, but she got with a baller. She got with Scottie Pippen when she was in her 20s. And they got married and had four kids. And Scotty, during that time, I mean, Scotty was it's no different than right now. Scotty was an NBA player on the Chicago Bulls at that. So, you know, he was out in them streets. Now, nothing like back then, you know, that stuff didn't become public because there was no social media. There was no Instagram. There was no, you know, there was no gossip blogs. There was no internet, basically. I mean, in the 90s, you know, internet was just coming into fruition. People don't forget, the internet is not old. The internet is what, 2020? I'm about 25 years old. we feel like, you know, we've had it forever. We can't live without it. But it's not, it's a new, you know, thing. It's a new technology. You know, if you're 40 plus right now, you probably remember a time where, you know, you didn't have internet. Now, if you're 20, you probably have no concept of that. But if you're 40, you're like, yeah, you know, I remember I had to read the newspaper if I wanted to know what was going on. But whatever the case, you know, Scotty was doing Scotty basketball things. And once the kids got a little older, you know, she and her and Scotty wasn't as tight. She's trying to relive the days of lost lore. She's trying to keep up with these young girls. And this is what she's doing. I think it's almost like a weird type of payback for whatever Scotty put her through in those 20s and 30s. And that's how she does. If you look at her Instagram page, and listen, I'm not saying this because you're, you know, you're 46. You can't put some nice pictures up, but I mean, come on. Come on. You're just trying too hard. Sad, to be honest with you. It's sad. Like I said, I don't think he even bothers Scotty. I mean, Scotty's 6-time NBA champ. He got his own thing. I'm sure he got his own ladies and stuff. He's not particularly concerned about that, but she don't even think about her kid. Her kid's playing ball, college ball right now. And if one thing we know about kids, they all have social media. So imagine, you know, that kid, you know, his opponent pulling out his mom's Instagram account. Say, hey, your mom's in the shade room again, Scotty Jr. Coming up to his dorm and stuff. That sucks. That sucks. Poor kid. I feel bad for him. But don't expect it to stop. I would imagine in 2 weeks, a month, or something, she'll pop up with somebody else. Why she pop up with, like, one of the Logan Paul, one of the Paul brothers? I would not be shocked at all. That was so much, like, just random stuff. You know, normally I do these, you know, 2 times a week, so I'm kind of up on the news. And I kind of talk to you guys, but this last week has been a bit of a blur, as you can imagine. And you want to, you know, focus your time. You know, those moments where they're just, you know, fresh out, like, you don't get those back. So you definitely want to spend as much time with your family and everything. So, so what I'm going to do is, just like you, I'm going to look and see if some of the things that we've done that I find interesting over the last week or so. And I just want to give you my brief thoughts on it. A little bonus round. Let's see what we can find. Should I start backwards? Should I start from today backwards, or should I start from like a week ago? Let's start in reverse order. Let's go back a few days and see. When's the last time I talked to you guys? It must have been like, what, the 3rd? December the 3rd? She was born December the 4th, so maybe like the 2nd. I can't remember the last show that I did, but it was a while back. Let's take a look. All right, let's do this. Let's see. Here we go. Oh, the Clippers. That was a very interesting story. Everybody hates the Clippers. they were upset that Paul George and Kawhi Leonard was getting a bunch of perks. You know, that's what superstars do. If you win, there's no problem. When you lose, that's a big problem. You know, plus Paul George basically blaming Doc Rivers. I thought that was kind of weak. Here's the thing. Paul George is famous like a superstar player, but he's just a star player. Does that make sense? If Paul George was a boxer, he'd be Adrian Broner, minus the arrest and all of that stuff. But you get what I'm saying? Like, Adrian Broner is more famous than his accomplishments would dictate. Does that make sense? So that's what I'm saying about Paul George. Like, he's famous, like, you know, not like as LeBron, but, you know, he's in that, you know, LeBron, KD, Kawhi, Giannis, James Harden. You know, he comes up with Westbrook. He's in those discussions, but he's not as good. It's just like when you hear Adrian Broner, you know, people say, hey, I may, more people may know Adrian Broner than they know Bud Crawford, but it's not the same. So, yeah, the Rockets are James Harden stayed at the strip club longer than he was supposed to, but he finally reported to the Rockets. The Rockets are trying to, he's trying to force the trade. I thought it was interesting that he gave Lil Baby $300,000 for his birthday. Like, I need friends like that. Do you find that weird? Would you find it weird if your, you know, I guess if your boy was a millionaire, maybe it would be. Let's say your boy just, if he gave you, I don't know, like, what, he give Lil Baby a watch and $100,000 in cash? If your best friend or one of your boys at your birthday party gave you, like, a PS5 and $500, would that make you uncomfortable? I don't know. Daniel House Jr., also speaking on the Rockets, he apologized for sneaking a woman into his hotel room during the bubble. Didn't apologize to his, you know, the mother of his three kids. Interesting. Hey, LiAngelo Ball. Big baller brand. Is back. LiAngelo Ball signed a deal with the Pistons. At least get him in camp. You know, so at the moment, all three of the Ball boys are in the NBA. Good for them. Mike Tyson and Roy Jones did big numbers on the pay-per-view, which is not surprising. people love nostalgia. So you say, well, how can Mike Tyson and Roy Jones do a 1.5 allegedly million pay-per-view buys, but you know, Bud Crawford can't get more than 200,000. Errol Spence can't get more than 300,000-400,000. And even Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, biggest heavyweight fight in two in a long time, can crack a million. It's nostalgia. It's nostalgia. If someone right now said, hey, Rob, what would you rather spend your money on? A New Edition concert or Lil Baby? Right? Like, I personally would just New Edition. Now, I'm not saying that people like Lil Baby don't have a lot of fans and stuff. I'm just saying, sometimes nostalgia carries the day. That's reason that they putting all those old Spider-Man in that movie. I talk about that more because people ask me to talk about that. It's nostalgia. But I don't know if it's an indictment on boxing. I just think it's nostalgia. But that's why you're going to get Floyd Mayweather versus the Paul one of the Paul brothers, because, you know, it's cash. It makes money. If it makes money, Mayweather's going to be involved with it. I don't think it's bad for boxing. I think I talked about this. I don't think so. I mean, boxing is going to be the same before Roy Jones and Mike Tyson. It's the same after. I don't think there's any fundamental change. If you put on good fights, people will watch. Rapper OG Herbo. G Herbo was arrested for scamming, flying on private jets and renting exotic cars to floss on IG. That was one of those situations where when G Herbo, nobody knew who he was, and he was trying to make a come up. You know, it's like perception is reality. So they wanted everybody to think, you know, that they had all this money and they were doing all these things. So they were out there scamming, right? And then he actually did become, you know, famous and actually started making some money. But since they had been getting away with the scam, they continued with the scam. Instead of just, you know, you got to move on from the scam. Once you start, the whole thing, the scam is just to get you in the, you know, in the door. I give an example. When I first started BSO, to get traffic, what I would do is I would put illegal streams from like wrestling pay-per-views or boxing pay-per-views on the site. It was an easy way to get traffic. Because people were always like, back then, you know, it's easy to find them now. But back then, it's hard to find a good illegal street. Yeah, but then, you know, I started doing regular traffic. Like, there's no need to do it anymore. No need to get in trouble. No need to get your account messed up. So, but rappers, fake flossing for the gram, that's nothing new. Let's see what else we got going on right here. Oh, speaking of rappers and scam, the rapper Casanova got hit with the drug kingpin charges. And they said that they caught him. Well, one of the ways they caught him was his interviews with Vlad TV. you should know Vlad TV. He does interviews. Lil Boosie, a lot goes on Vlad TV. A lot of rappers and old actors and stuff go on Vlad TV. I don't blame Vlad, personally. Like, yeah, he asks a lot of, one could say, questions that really shouldn't be spoken about in public. You know what I mean? But you don't have to answer. You know, if Vlad's like, hey, so yeah, you know, about that time, that rumor, you know, that you shot seven guys. You know, you don't have to be like, yeah, I did it. I mean, you don't have to do it. So I don't blame Vlad for that. Just as a rapper, you know, probably not the best to speak about your criminal activities, if indeed you're still doing said criminal activities. What else is going on here? Wife forces husband to sell his PS5 after she found out it wasn't an air purifier. That's pretty sad. Poor guy. It does look a little bit like an air purifier. NBA young boy breaks up with Yaya Mayweather, who was 8 months pregnant, and goes public with new girlfriend after baby mama just had his sixth child. Well, that's a lot. NBA young boy, what, 21? That's what he just had a baby. That's number six. And then Yaya is about to have his baby. That's number seven. Seven at 21. 21 and seven. That's a lot. That's a lot. Especially considering rappers' careers aren't normally known for their long distance, you know, viability. That's a lot. This thing is never broke again. Well, we'll see about that. And we'll definitely see about that. Oh, John Wall. The people champ. He got traded for Russell Westbrook. I just hope he's healthy. I don't, you know. So you're just kind of trading. It depends, you know. Is Russell Westbrook on that back end? Someone said he's like Allen Iverson. You know, Allen Iverson was good for a very long time. He went to Denver. He had a good season at Denver, and he just kind of fell off the map. Or he still had the name. He was still Allen Iverson. He just wasn't Allen Iverson anymore. Is Russell Westbrook like that? Is John Wall like that? I guess we'll find out, considering the NBA season is about to start pretty much any day now. Kyrie not speaking to reporters. That always pisses off reporters. Kyrie's, he's Kyrie. Jimmy Butler's new name is The Milkman after it's confirmed he's dating Selena Gomez. Ah, the milk yacht. Oh, yeah, you see a Texas high school guy that ran over the ref? That's crazy. I wonder what he was upset. I know he got kicked out of the game. But can't be running over refs. I know that, here we go, the NBA is trying to limit the interactions with the strippers and the IG models to keep the Rona out. We'll have to see how that goes. We definitely have to see how that goes. Paul Pierce was sued by his weed guy. It says Pierce was paying the weed guy $10,000 a month for his weed. And he stopped paying him. I don't know if you can sue for that. Maybe if it's in a state where weed is illegal. I mean, where weed is legal. Not sure. I'll have to check in on that. That's pretty interesting. The Paul Pierce is always in something. Meek Mill went viral for, what is this? He gave kids $20. They were selling water. People say he should have given him more money. I don't know. That just seems stupid. Oh, yeah, this was a big story right here. With the R&B singer, who I'd never heard of, Anne Marie, was arrested for shooting a side dude in the head for cheating. The cop showed up. She said, that's just her friend. That was just my friend, even though she was naked in the room. How you shoot your side dude in the head? That's weird. Like, if you listen to some of these songs, they care more about the side dude than the actual dude. Like, if you don't have a side dude, don't actually like him. Not what he's here for. I don't want you, if you're emotional enough to shoot the side dude, you probably should be with him. Probably. I'm just saying. Lil Baby cheated on Jada with Miss London, who he paid $6,000 for sex. Jada just bought him a $200,000 watch for his birthday. I mean, he's a rapper. You know, I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's a rapper. It's an athlete. They cheat, and it doesn't matter if who you are. No matter how good you look, Offset still cheats on Cardi B. She knows it. And here's the thing: they accept it because they want to continue the lifestyle. It's as simple as that. She wants to be the girlfriend of Lil Baby, so she got to deal with him spending some of the money on his porn stars. Sorry, that's just the way it is. Hate to be so blunt about it. Oh, Stephen A. Smith went on a phone that guy that says he was overpaid. Hey, you don't know who the F I am. Stephen A. said he's the money man at ESPN. I mean, he's not lying. Look, there's no such thing as overpaid. I always say that. Like, you get paid what people offer you. If someone offers you a lot of money to do a little bit of work, that's not overpaid. That's on the other. You can say, yeah, maybe ESPN overpaid him, but you can't say Stephen A. Smith is overpaid. It says he's the money man. It says he creates jobs for other people. I mean, possibly he does a lot of the jobs himself. I don't know who job he helped in MMA when he was out there talking, and you don't know what he's talking about, or boxing, when he's out there talking about boxing. I'm sure he's taking that job away from someone who actually knows what they're talking about. But I get what he's saying. I get what he said. He's the money man. LeBron feelings was hurt because Kyrie said he wasn't clutch. Kyrie and LeBron. I think Kyrie's problem with LeBron is actually when that reporter said LeBron was like his daddy. From that point on, he just didn't want to be around him. I don't even think it was LeBron's fault. He just said, you know, he's not my daddy. I got a daddy. What else we got here? Dez yesterday got caught. Not caught. I mean, he did catch it. Dez caught it. But it was the Rona. Yeah, so he was not happy about that. He caught the Rona right before the game started. Of course, they didn't cancel it. So, yeah. What can you do? He said he was going to quit, but I'm pretty sure he just was in the moment. So, but the NFL, they don't care. They don't care if you catch the Rona. I mean, they're going to make sure you don't play, but they're not stopping either. He was out there giving hugs and sneezing up. Well, not sneezing on people. He was out there giving hugs and doing all of this stuff. And, you know, if it comes back, the Ravens had another outbreak or whatever. Now, you know, or the Cowboys have one. Now you know why. That's the last thing I got that I thought was interesting. What was the last thing I had? Nope, not Colin Cowherd saying he's in the dominatrix. Not Vontaze Burfict beating up a security guard that was trying to, well, it was following him while he was trying to find a secret piece of place at the Cosmo. Well, not Devin Booker and Kendall Jenner's booty. Now maybe that was it. I guess that's it. Well, that's just kind of a recap of everything that that went on in my absence. We'll be sure to get Little Harper on the show very, very, very soon. Very, very, very soon you'll be seeing that.
The Injustice League.
I got two stories for you, right? I'm just going to tell the stories. Not going to say any names. I'm just going to tell the story. And then I'll let you decide what happened to who. First story. Guy gets pulled over for appearing to be a little drunk, weaving back and forth out of traffic. The cop approaches said vehicle, sees that there's alcohol in the vehicle, sees that there is a loaded gun close to the passenger. The passenger berates the cop, shouts at the cop, yells at the cop, refuses to get out of the car, refuses to put his hand on the steering wheel, tells the cop, not once, but twice, he's going to shoot him, reaches for his gun to do so, and then decides to casually drive away. With the cop standing looking as he drives away. This individual was eventually arrested, taken peacefully, and charged for crimes. Second story. A guy is coming back home from a dentist appointment. While he's on his way back home, he sees some cops who are looking for another person, not him. This person lives in a state that is an open carry state, and he's a licensed gun owner. He simply looks at the cops. The cops look at him and determine that he, in fact, may be the person that they're looking for. He is not. He simply drives up to his house. He, on the way back from his dentist appointment, he got lunch at Subway. He had a Subway sandwich in his hand. As he walked into the door of his house, a cop shot him in the back, and he fell dead right in front of two toddlers. This particular person, once again, was not wanted for any crime, was a licensed gun owner, did not have a gun in his possession, had a Subway sandwich, and was walking into his house when he was shot in the back by a police officer. Which one of these individuals was black? Which one of them was white? And yes, it's not a trick question. You know which is which. You know, when we talk about two Americas, this is what we're talking about. I saw that there was a debate. Once again, I missed a lot this week, but I did notice that there was a bit of a debate over Barack Obama, President Obama, saying that we have to end the slogans. Slogans like defund the police, because people tune those out. And I know a lot of people got upset about that, but you know something, he's right. And I've said this before, slogans don't matter. You know what the best thing that NBA players did? It wasn't put Black Lives Matter on the court. It wasn't putting, you know, say her name on their jersey. You know what the best thing that those NBA players did? WNBA players did? They got people to go out and vote. You know, so they were setting up vote, like when the WNBA players stood up against Kelly Loeffler and said vote for her opponent, that's power. When, you know, people like LeBron and others was helping getting voting stations set up, that matters. Slogans doesn't matter. That's all Barack is saying. Like, nobody, don't defund the police is just a slogan. It's like Make America Great Again. If you really look into it, you're like, wait a minute. What do we really need to do? Like, we need some actionable things. It's easy. Hashtags are easy. We all can do hashtags. But they don't do anything. You know what I'm saying? They don't do anything. You gotta have actionable items. And plus, people are stupid. They say defund the police. They think that means that there's not going to be a police department. I think, once again, I think I talked about this on the last podcast. We relaxed a bit. We relaxed. Biden won. It's relaxed. No, but black dudes are still getting shot in the back by holding a Subway sandwich. Who aren't criminals. Who are licensed gun owners. Who aren't doing anything except coming home from the dentist. Whereas white guys literally say, I'm going to shoot you, and put their hand on their gun, and white cops show restraint. There was another cop that got an award because a white guy stabbed him, and he didn't shoot him. He just used his taser. I think we talked about that before, too. But he's a black cop. Black men aren't scared of white men. And white men in general aren't scared of white men. But black men are. That's a problem. You know, he's going to his own house. I'll shoot him in the back. And then, of course, they covered it up. They covered up. No body cams. Like, to me, when you say defund the police, I think you got to change. It's a slogan. You need body cams in every state, in every county. It should be mandatory. Police gets more money than anybody else. They get more money than the schools. Body cams on 24/7. Dash cams on 24/7. Even when you turn them off, they still record. Basically, once you turn that bad boy on, you can't turn it off. That's the way it needs to be. It's just disgusting. Still happening. Don't think it's not. Don't fall asleep on this. Keep the same energy. Before I get into the keep the same energy part, I just want to say, yes, I am Marvel Insider now. I am a MCU Insider, a little bit DC Insider. I'm going to take my 5 minutes, 15 minutes of fame. I gave some news about Spider-Man 3. It blew up. It's true, though, because what's this? 2020. 2018, 2019, I did a lot of movie premieres. The big ones, too. You know, Infinity War, Endgame, Captain Marvel, Spider-Man, Far From Home. Did I do Thor? I might did Thor Ragnarok. I did the Justice League. I did some DC stuff. Maybe Wonder Woman. Maybe it was Aquaman. Whatever the case, though, I've made a couple of connects. So that I can go to and ask questions. Now, I will say this. They're not trying to get fired. So, they give me little bits and pieces, and I have to kind of connect the dots. But when I saw news yesterday and then today about Doc Ock coming back, Alfred Molina, Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, Kristen Dunst, Emma Stone, and then today or the Charlie Cox, Daredevil, all supposed to be in this Spider-Man movie along with Doctor Strange and all the other villains that's supposed to be in there, the Vulture, Michael Keaton, all of these other people. I'm like, come on, man, is this movie gonna be 5 hours? And so I hit up my Marvel guy. I'm like, come on, man. Like, I don't want the plot or anything, but, this is a lot of reports of a lot of people. What's the deal? And, what he basically told me is like, listen, he's like, yeah, there are a couple of people that are coming back that are going to be crucial to the plot. And it's going to get, some time and a little bit of character development. But in reality, a lot of these people that are coming, it's just cameos. So you see them, it's a little fan service. You know who they are. People are going to, in wrestling terms, they're going to pop for them. You may have to pop for it in your bedroom or your living room or your dining, not your dining room. You know what I'm trying to say, the place that you watch TV. You pop for that, because I don't know if people are going to be out in the movie theaters, but this movie comes out in December of next year. So cross fingers, we'll be okay by then. But he's like, no, it's just a lot of fan service. So no, you're not getting 10 minutes of, Kirsten Dunst as Mary Jane. You're not getting 20 minutes of Emma Stone or all this. And I did say some of the people that are coming back, he didn't say who, would be crucial to the story. I would imagine that's more on the villain side. If he's dealing with Electro, he's dealing with Doc Ock, maybe they get a little bit more, but this part is just me theorizing. This is not what he told me. He just told me that it's going to be cameos, and the majority of the movie is very Tom Holland centric. And then, at the end you get the quote unquote big battle with it, like Endgame, like Infinity War, in like a Civil War, Captain America Civil War, stuff like that. But my theory is this, is that whatever happens to get all of these people together, then if they're using the multiverse, which I'm not exactly sure that's how they're doing it, what you're going to see is you're going to see little flashes. So for instance, it's this theory. So let's say Tobey Maguire is coming, through the multiverse or whatever to go help Tom Holland's Spider-Man. You may see that version of Tobey Maguire living with Mary Jane. So, you may see Mary Jane there, and he gets pulled through a wormhole, whatever it may be to get there. You may see Andrew Garfield in a flashback with Emma Stone or at a gravesite or, Gwen Stacy before going. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. Like if you see Daredevil, you see Charlie Cox, maybe Peter at the beginning, just speculating. I'm not saying this is spoilers. I do not know this is fact. Let's say Peter at the beginning of the movie decides, you know, because he's, you know, Peter's a pretty upstanding guy. He decides to turn himself in. Well, if he turns himself in, he's a lawyer, right? So, you know, maybe you see Charlie Cox's at the end of the trial when they find him guilty or whatever. I doubt they find him innocent. They find him, you know, so you see Charlie, you know, Charlie Cox and Daredevil at the beginning, Murdoch and Murdoch, and that's it. I mean, you don't actually get, maybe you get Daredevil back at the end, but, you know, in general, maybe not. I don't know. So a lot of, you know, things like that. And I do think at the end, you know, you get probably 2 hours of this Tom Holland-centric on-the-run thing, and then you get 30 to 45 minutes where it's like, oh, no, I should say. All the Spider-Men, all the villains, everybody just coming out the woodwork, just throw it all on there at the end. I would like that. But like I said, I think it's a Tom Holland movie for 2 hours. And then it's Mortal Kombat with everybody for the last 30 minutes. Which I'd be cool with that. So, Marvel Insider, Robert Letao. So, last thing for keep that same energy is I just want to say this, and I just leave it at that. I'm not going to go too deep into it, but if you've been down and you've been supportive and all of that stuff, I appreciate you very much. But to me, loyalty and standing by your friends through tough times is important. So if you didn't with my wife, don't talk to me right now. I don't want your text message. I don't want your voicemail. I don't want your DM congratulations. I don't want any of that. I don't want any of that. Because when times was tough, you bailed out. That's not what friends do. I would never bail out on my friend, no matter what. Friend can shoot 7 people. Yeah, I'm not saying it's right to shoot them, but I would never bail out on them. Never, ever. I would never do that. So don't try to be my friend again now that things are back popping. Got more followers, more traffic. Got big things on the horizon. Got big podcasts. Let's not do this. You had a choice. You made it. Stick with it. There are people that were saying some very, very, very nasty things to me. Very nasty things to my wife, who knew she was pregnant at the time. And if you don't know, you know, mental health in regards to pregnancy is very important. They didn't say anything. They didn't come to... Nah. So, now, many of you, a lot of you, was cool about it. And I got all your messages, and I got all your well wishes. I got all keep your heads up and everything. And I appreciate you guys. But I don't need any more friends. Got a lot of friends. Got a lot of close family members. Got a lot of people who love me. I got a very nice family right here. I got a nice situation. BSO's doing all right. So I don't need your, you know, hey, I don't need it. I'm good. Go live your life. Don't worry about mine.
Be sure to check out the website, blacksportsonline.com, and register for my email list for all the new updates. Listen to this podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Follow me on Twitter at BSO, Facebook, Black Sports Online, Instagram, BSOTV, and much appreciation to my podcast partners at ABF Creative for all their hard work in making this weekly podcast a success. I'm out.